The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Hey, welcome back to Unscripted Scripture. I'm Jack. I'm here along with my buddy Zach.
Hey,
we're
guys.
Back for another week of the podcast.
Woo, woo! Getting to the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think, did you know it was our half birthday back in November?
Really?
Because we started in May, so.
There we go.
6 months, November. So we made it halfway through a year, 6 months, and hey, we're here for another one.
We're almost at 1,000 plays.
Right. Yeah.
1,000 plays on our podcast, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know.
So thank you guys for joining in this episode. We're getting nearer and nearer to Christmas. It's the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting time for a bunch of reasons. What's your favorite thing about Christmas, Zach? The Christmas season?
It just snowed the other day, and I love snow.
A lot, man.
But that's not a guarantee every Christmas, but I think this one, it was cool that mm-hmm. it snowed. Around the season, around the year.
Do you do a lot of shoveling?
No, just my driveway.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're not doing any more plowing this year?
No, I gave that up. How about you? You did a lot?
I just did a couple my neighbors and my own. But it was, yeah, man, it's nice to, like, see people's mood change. That's, like, I think my favorite part about the season. Is like how people are so gracious to each other, and even just like shoveling my driveways and my neighbor's driveway, seeing everyone come out and like do their own and
mm-hmm.
talk to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I know. I noticed
really
that too. When
welcoming,
I was doing mine.
Warm.
It was like the only times you get to see your neighbors because
yeah.
everyone has to go out and plow their driveway.
yeah.
So it is a good time.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that's why we're going to dive into it in the Bible here. Talking about this two-parter that we're doing before
mm-hmm.
Christmas, where we're introducing Jesus and the birth of Jesus Christ into
yeah.
the world.
Yeah, reason for the season, baby.
Yeah. So we're going to start off. This episode is just going to be talking about with you how it all came about that Jesus was coming and God sending angels to Mary and Joseph and how that just set the stage for the king to come onto the earth.
All right.
So I guess the first place we'll turn is in Luke.
Ooh, okay.
Luke 1. And we actually did this a while back, one of our podcasts where we talked about Zechariah.
It was actually one of our most listened to podcasts.
It was a fun one.
It
I
was.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We talked about it was called The Silence of Zechariah. And as those of you who listened, are faithful listeners to our podcast, learned that Zechariah was the father of John
the
Baptist.
They're called
the Ackpackers. Sorry. You Ackpackers understand that Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, who was the first to come, or his birth was foretold, and we went through that whole story.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, cousins because Elizabeth was related to Mary.
Yeah, Mary's sister, I think. I think Mary's sister.
Right.
But we're moving out of that story and into Mary's story in Luke 1:26. So Elizabeth, assuming her sister, was pregnant for 6 months. And God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth. It's a small town in Galilee. To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, who is a descendant of
David.
King David, man.
When we go into Matthew, we'll see all the
oh yeah
fathers of this, sons of this, and you'll be able
the
to see
ancestry.
How David and Joseph were related.
Yeah.
Ancestry.com in the Bible.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is pretty cool because Joseph knows he's supposed to be married to Mary. And I was able to relate to this right now. If you haven't known already, I got engaged 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I kind of put myself into the shoes of Joseph. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we'll tell the story and then we'll kind of get into that.
Yeah. Mind you, this is, we're going to set the stage as accurately as we can, but Mary is somewhere between like 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
During this time. So, first of all, she's pledged to be married, engaged to a guy, and she's like 13 or 14. But that's just the way it was back then. That's how they did business. So the angel comes, Gabriel comes to Mary, the virgin, and says to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." So God was pleased with Mary. I think that's the mm-hmm. first thing we got to talk about. It's like she was faithful even before like, the angel came and changed her life. Like she was a faithful follower, and God was pleased with her. Mm. But seeing him, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this must be. So she was a little scared. But the angel reassured her. He says, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Wow. Dude, talk about scary.
Well, I mean, at first, I'm thinking, okay, all right, so I'm supposed to have a kid named Jesus. If I'm Mary, I'm like, okay, so me and Joseph will get married, and then I'll have the kid. Mm-hmm. And okay, so like, this is a regular vision, like, awesome. God's telling me I'm going to have a kid. That's awesome. But then Mary asks the question, how will this happen? Mm. And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Mm. And then it talks about how even her relative, Elizabeth, who was too old and was told she wasn't able to conceive, became pregnant, and now she's 6 months into birth. Mm. But did they know that? Did Mary already know that?
I think the angel told Mary about Elizabeth's pregnancy.
So Mary didn't know?
Yeah, because like Elizabeth back then, it was hard like to get word around, and so if they didn't live together, then.
Would they know?
And 39 right. says Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea where she met Elizabeth. So they didn't live close
to her. She
travel. Went to another town to see her. But like, that's where, dude, her mind just like switched. She's like, all right, hold on. Like now I gotta, you're saying I can't get married and then have the baby. I'm having the baby right now. Like I'm going to be conceived with this child right now before I'm married.
Uh-huh.
And so she's like, how do I wrap my head around it? Dude. Or at least I would be. Like,
right.
How do you wrap your head around that? Like, 13 years old, which is normal, but still, like, that's... You're not at that mindset to be able to carry a child, let alone do it alone and face public scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. Before this, she's known to be a pure girl. You just went over that and said how... she was faithful to God and everyone. I mean, that's seen by everyone. And for her to then just be like, have a bump in her belly, everyone's like, wait a second, what's going on here?
Mm.
Like, yeah, the definite social aspect of it would be going through my head.
Yeah. And this next part, this is the part where she's like transformed and she's full send into this. She's all in. In 37, the angel is talking to her. He says, "For no word from God will ever fail."
Hmm.
So he promises that God, he says God's promises always come through. They never fail.
Hmm.
And she responds, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled."
What a mindset. Dude, what a mindset.
Are you kidding? That's insane.
Mary.
That's like a servant's heart. When we talk about like a servant's heart and having that humble attitude, like she just was all in. She's like, I trust God's promise and like I'm gonna serve him because that's my role, and that's why God chose her. Like that's why he did it, because she has that heart. She was highly favored in his eyes, And she trusted his promise, dude. I think that's so cool. I highlighted servant like 3 times in here. I was just like, that's the word, you know. That's awesome.
Right. And then that's the end of it. Well, I mean,
that's the end of her right. vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of Mary's vision. And then, so she does, she goes and tells Joseph, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She goes and tells Joseph.
I mean, we'll get to him. Yeah. We'll turn to Matthew and get to that. But do you have anything else?
Well, I mean, we talked about Elizabeth in this story, back in the old podcast with Zechariah. But when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby inside Elizabeth's
baby womb John
jumped, leaped in her womb.
Oh my goodness!
Because she was in the presence of Jesus, like John the Baptist, like Jesus was in Mary's womb, John was in Elizabeth's womb, and like John knew that.
Yo,
and
cousins.
Like bounced, dude. He's
you
like,
know that
that's
cousin
the son of
relationship.
God.
You know, you got that cousin. Yeah. Where like, yo. Every time you see each other, you're just like bouncing, you know.
My guy.
Jesus and Jesus and John, man. Ooh, they bouncing.
They were even out.
I know they weren't even out of womb yet, and they were bouncing.
And Elizabeth knew it. She's like, she was filled with the Holy Spirit after that. Like that was the sign that like Mary's, she's giving birth to a king,
right,
man.
Right.
Oh my word. But yeah,
that's cool. I'm glad you added that.
That's huge. I think that's a big part we can't miss.
Right.
We'll turn to Matthew, too.
We'll talk about more of that. Like, I just always think, like, the whole story of John the Baptist, his birth, I feel like it doesn't get hit a lot. Like, it doesn't get told a lot, but I feel like that was a big part of why, like, a big part for Mary and Joseph is because they had Zechariah and Elizabeth to look on because they went through this too, where Elizabeth wasn't supposed to have a child. She wasn't supposed to conceive. And there she did. And Mary almost going through the same thing. She's a virgin. She hasn't done anything, but here she is having a child.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good, examples for Mary and Joseph, and made them, great earthly parents for the savior of the world.
And we think about it like Mary and Zechariah and Elizabeth, like John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way. Mm-hmm. Like he was sent to prepare the way for Jesus. And you think about it, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were given that same task because they had to nurture that baby to the point where like he's got a greater mission. So we have to be servants in preparing him for that mission. And so it's I think they get lost in the Bible for like how much faith and perseverance they withstood to
Elizabeth
get John the Baptist ready for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like they were all just servants for Jesus. They were all just waiting for him to come and preparing for him. And now Mary and Joseph are in that same spot. Like they'll have to nurture him to become the king. So the fact that God saw that favor on them, I had to like fill them with joy and pride. Like God sees us as able to raise the King of Kings.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a huge, one of the biggest honors ever. And it's just cool how he did that.
If I modernize it for me, I'm thinking who in my life is done that for me? Who is my, like, if I'm Mary and Joseph, who is my Zechariah and Elizabeth, who is paving the way for me, being my example?
Yeah.
And then I also think, well, wait, then who am I? Am I also a Elizabeth and Zechariah? Like, am I an example for someone else? So someone's always watching me. And so just that mindset kind of keeps me, I guess, fresh in my attitude in life and just my love for God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love it. So she goes to Elizabeth first. Mary goes to Elizabeth first, but then eventually she has to tell Joseph. Mm. And she's probably dreading that conversation a little bit because we don't know how Joseph is going to react. Mm-hmm. But in Matthew 1:18, we look at Joseph's response. So this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
So he still loved her because he didn't want to like be like, yo, this girl got pregnant and wasn't me. But he didn't want, because of the law, he didn't want anything to do with her.
But he was still going to divorce her. Mm-hmm. But he showed that care towards her. He's like, I don't want her to fall victim to the public. Right. So I'm going to do it quietly so that she can, you know, raise the baby and live peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And he was considering all this when an angel came to him in a dream. And he said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Man. Like, this is awesome. How it all connects, you know? Like, Joseph, before all any of this happens, so Joseph comes from a crazy line, lineage. And he knows this. Like, he knows his family line. He has to, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he doesn't know.
Come on, if you're related to the King David.
You don't think your dad's going to tell you that?
Yeah, like, yeah, right. You're going to know through time.
So he, like, meets this girl, Mary. Mary's like a nobody. Like, she's just a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's chosen because of her faith. So now Joseph has this family history behind him that is so founded on God. And Mary has this new story. So together they're, like, the perfect parents to, like, help raise this child. I mean, along with God. But Joseph's line, dude, I gotta mention some of the names. I gotta name drop some in here.
Oh boy, here we go.
We'll do it quick. Matthew 1:1. Well, Matthew 1, the first part just goes through the whole lineage of Jesus, his whole genealogy. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So it starts with Abraham back in Genesis. The first book in the Bible, Genesis.
I got you.
That's how far
you.
Back it goes. Abraham was the father of Isaac, who was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, who was mother of Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, who was mother was Ruth. So there's Ruth, major player in the Bible, Old Testament. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David.
Mm-hmm.
So there's David, man. Abraham, Ruth, David, all together in the same line. David was the father of Solomon. So there's King Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jeroboam. Jeroboam, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Ammon. Ammon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. All right. Now we're at Babylon. The Babylonian exile. This is like the book of Ezra, Nehemiah. Dude, we're going through the whole Bible. Like,
I know, this, I know. This, from Genesis to now, Babylon, yeah.
That just means, like, all these key players just had all these people in his line had a role in some part of the Bible, each part.
You know how many times, like, I'll read the Bible and I'll just skip over all this?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, father of, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, but there's a lineage.
You don't get it until you actually read it.
No, dude, it's like these people, God had a specific impact for this line.
Yeah.
Like, this is his lineage, and like it goes from Abraham to the Messiah. Like, Abraham, before even like the prophecy was set that Jesus was coming, that a Messiah was coming.
Yeah.
Like, Abraham was there to take them to the promised land.
Yeah.
Then we have David to free them, to bring, like, create this temple for God. Then we go to Solomon to create he built the temple, actually. But then it goes all the way to Babylon, like, exiling Babylon and Ezra and Nehemiah and rebuilding the temple, like, those people. And after the exile to Babylon, you have Jeconiah, the father of Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel, the father of Abihud, the father of Eliakim, Elikam, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Elhuad. Elhuad, the father of Elazar. Elazar, the father of Matan. Matan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah.
Good job, Jack. Whoa. Way to pronounce all those words, man.
That was hard, man.
Dude.
That's crazy.
If I couldn't have gotten through one of those. I'd still be stuck on it.
Oh, man.
Tongue-tied, man.
Just so, it's like, yeah, I like how you said, like, we can skip over that so often, because that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done that so many times.
Right.
But understanding, like, Why was the genealogy in here? Like, why is it important? It's because of people, like, big names in here.
I don't think I ever knew that Joseph was related to David,
yeah.
Let alone Abraham.
I mean, that's, like, the people who led the nations, like, it comes down to Joseph, the carpenter. Joseph, the carpenter, married the nobody, and they're going to raise the king. And it's like that. Like, the King of Kings, bigger than Abraham, bigger than David, like, bigger than Obed and Ruth and Zerubbabel, you know, all these guys. And it's just, like, understanding that God had predestined, like, this path for Jesus. He was to come from this lineage and this line, and that's what makes it so powerful, that Joseph's the guy to help walk him through life and set him up for that ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's cool. I really like it. But back to the next part of Matthew 1, back to Joseph's vision. So he gets the vision. Like, he's like, now the angel comes and says, you got to take Mary as your wife because the king, because Jesus is coming. And you're to raise him.
Yeah. Give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
Mm.
And then it also says, you also call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And then when Joseph woke up, he did what the angels of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. But did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son.
Mm.
He gave him the name Jesus.
That's good. So he stayed faithful. Like, they didn't consummate the marriage until he was born.
Right.
Which is really, like, it's... That's a great discipline and patience there.
Now, do you think for Mary and Joseph, like, this is stuff, like, people, you know, they have a short-term memory loss or whatever, and, like, they have to write stuff down in their journal about it. You think Mary and Joseph were journaling about this, or do you think they're like, dude, I will not forget this for the rest of my life?
I mean, I'm sure, like, the memories will last, but I would love to see, like, how they journaled that.
Right.
I don't know how accessible journaling was back then. I don't know what they journaled on. Stones and... Well, they had scrolls, I guess, but still, it'd be hard. Joseph was a carpenter, too. He didn't write anything. He built things.
Oh, come on. You can whittle into something.
And Mary didn't go to Torah school. You know, she was she was a girl. They didn't do that.
She was a good girl, though. Come on, man.
She was still smart. No, I mean... No, dude. Their story is crazy. And... Her story continues to get crazier as Jesus grows. We seem to lose focus of Joseph eventually, but
yeah,
this definitely. Journey like through Bethlehem, like to Bethlehem, and preparing for Jesus' birth. That's I'm so excited to get into that. That's like there's some crazy stuff,
right? And if you guys want to read it, it's in Matthew and in Luke, the beginning of both of them, Matthew 1, Luke 1, In John and Mark, it kind of just jumps right into it. So it's just in those two verses there.
Like right into his ministry.
Right into like John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Kind of bringing him into this stuff. So, next week will be a fun week where we'll go through and we'll talk about the actual birth of him and all the people who came to see him. And just maybe we'll touch on when he went to the... I mean, we did kind of do a podcast of when he went to the priest with his family. But yeah, exciting things for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be awesome. Christmas season, man. It's like the greatest story on earth. And it's right here, available to us every day. And I think that's what we're so excited to share with you guys about.
Right.
Is just the easy accessibility to understand like how why Jesus came and the circumstances that led up to it, and like the craziness in the hearts of the people that understood what was happening on that night. Like, mm-hmm. on that night, like, what's happening right now?
Mm.
And, like, that wait, I think, is so cool, and I can't wait to share it.
Yeah, so be ready for that on Christmas Eve, actually. We'll be releasing that on December 24th. But until then, have a great week, guys. You know how to hit the subscribe button, because we told you about it. You know how to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to get into touch with us, and if you know how to, you can record something on Anchor and send it in to us. Other than that, guys, have a great week. We'll see you back here on Friday. All right. See ya.